All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. Hold on. All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is How to Fix the Future. We're back. Let's go ahead and get it done. Caress her cheek or touch her breast. We're gonna just caress her cheek. Her skin is so delicate, moaning in her sleep. She's so peaceful right now. Yeah, I can't believe everything that's going on around me. I feel so great right now as well. I haven't felt this peaceful in a long time, and I have experienced unbelievable events in the last 2 days. I still can't get my head around it. But now that Chloe and BJ are here, I somehow feel safer. It's still not clear what lies ahead, what other mysteries and surprises fate has in store for us, but I'm sure I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Chapter 1, Part 3, New Reality. This is the longest Chapter 1 ever. Damn it. Grim, wake up. Well, what happened? We've been asleep here for the whole night. That's what happened. The sun is up already. We have to rush to the training. Physical training, remember? Olga's very punctual, and she doesn't like when someone's late, especially when it's our first training with her. All right, then. Let me just... Ouch. Grim, get your ass off this couch now. Oh, God. Fine. But why would you hit me? Ruined such a beautiful morning. I had to. You were about to drift off again. But I didn't get a lot of sleep. Maybe we can skip the first session? That's out of the question. Skipping the first day is utterly irresponsible. And now wake up. And yeah, sorry for the slap. Morning is truly beautiful. Alright, now run. Keep up. Slow down. It pains me in my side. You should work out more, you know? How about this? If you're first to the elevator, I got a prize for you. Oh, Kathy, you said it, not me. You might as well start thinking about the reward I'm getting. Jeez, Grim, you should watch where you're going. Daisy, I'm so sorry, but we're in a big hurry. We can't stay longer. Olga's waiting for us. Grim, get in the elevator. Oh, well. A few seconds won't make a difference. That's my bad. Let me help you. Here you go. I'm sorry for slamming into you like this. Well, I'll be on my way. Yeah, catch you later? I don't know. Anyway, see ya. Sorry again. Olga, I'm sorry. We have it. Where are the others? I've asked Jacob the same thing. And how do I know? I thought Kathy woke up everyone. I knocked on your door and you didn't answer, so I thought you left without me. Yeah, I wasn't there. Me and... I'll get the rest. I'm so sorry, Olga. Please don't be mad. Hurry up. Training started like 10 minutes ago. Yeah, I know. I'm very, very sorry. It's my fault. I'll be right back. I've also knocked at your door. Good morning, everyone. What the hell is that? Are you insane? What have you done? Grunt. Oh, my baby girl, you finally came after me. I knew you'd miss me. Roars. Oh yeah, we have a Liu cage. We have a Liu in a cage. Quick, call security. Ahaha. Laughter breaks into coughing. Takes a drag. Chloe, I'm barely holding it together. Oh, come on, baby girl, don't hold it. That can't be good, you know. I can just feel how there's this unhealthy negative energy coming from you. It's like you've shut all your feelings inside, and I think... Oh, hi, Kathy. Listen, can you tell me how to get to the gym? Because I'm a little lost here. Just follow the fucking signs. Is it that hard? That's what they're for. Riley. And what are you even doing here? You can't have access to this wing. It was nice talking to you. I'll go look for the signs. You're very kind. That's what I'm talking about, baby girl. You're too intense. And you're gonna wrinkle your forehead. Excuse me, if you're gonna wrinkle your forehead so often, you'll get all wrinkly by the age of 30. Look, you already have some folds. Nobody wants a wrinkly, angry beaver. Baby girl, you don't want to be a beaver, right? For God's sake, what are you talking about? You're dumb, intolerable, crazy girl. But admit it, that's why you like me. Am I wrong? Wow, holy shit. Phew, everything went dark and I almost dove in after the rabbit and Alice. But here's my baby girl, he. I have no idea what you're talking about. Something about beavers and rabbits. Jesus. All of us are supposed to be in physical training. Did nobody read you any bedtime stories? That can't be right, baby girl. When I was little, I got lectures on how to survive in a post-nuclear world when we were still going to Paulus through infected territories. I had other things on my mind. Can you at least stand still? I think... No! It's all from BJ's lead. Apparently, it's for those who can't walk to make them walk. And those who can walk can't walk anymore after this or something like that. I got it twisted. And what's with that word? Walking. Who can even think of that? Walking. BJ, what were you thinking? Smoking this... I don't even know what. From early morning before training? How are you gonna train now? Exhales and hums a melody. BJ? What? Oh, Kathy, what's up? You been here long? God damn you, fuck! What's up, Chumba's daddy is in the building. Grunts. Fuck me. Why are you staring? That's your friends. Help me. What the hell? What happened? Chloe, are you okay? Grim, is that you? Someone is throwing a rave with light...
Ooh!
Pardon. With lightsabers in my eyes. He! That's me. Who else? Are you okay? Grim! I think that weed got me hammered. He... Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Smells hair after a long and deep inhale. Ah, that smell, it seems so familiar, and... Another deep inhale through her nose. Is it just me, or is it suddenly got hot in here? Why in the hell would you get so stoned, you freaks? And where did you even get that weed? Bro, your bro always has a stash saved for his bro, or he's not your bro, you feel me? Yeah. Yeah, I feel it. For real, I feel him on that. Fucking hell. First training is gonna turn out very fun. I hope they get out scot-free. What happened? What's wrong with them? So they're high. Amazing. How did you come to... Who are high? We? Nah. By the way, for those of you guys that want to know what Empress looks like on her shows... She looked at this character, and she said, wow, that's a CGI version of me. And I can kind of attest that she does look like that. So, yeah, if you want to know what Empress looks like in our shows, it's Chloe. For real. For real, for real. That's what she looks like. Wait. It's nonsense. Yeah. Nonsense. That's right, baby girl. You're so smart. Do you know that? Oh my god, they're so soft. Are you using balm? I'm very, very, very sorry, old guy. I had no idea they could pull off something like this on their first day. I see a universe, my hand, my flesh and blood. It's all atoms. Part of a single entity, a part of the universe, created by the universe for the universe. That's nonsense for sure, but I'm not canceling the training because of this. Yeah, we'll train. And please, there's no need for any punishments, reprimand, and that sort of stuff. It's our first day. We got this. I'll talk to them as soon as they come around. Fine, but Madam President has enough to worry about already. And Joe Morgan doesn't have to know. Anyway, everybody listen up. I don't care if you're poison stone, hungover, or your legs fell off. You're gonna train. And it's not up for discussion. Oh God, I'm sorry, BJ. I didn't think before I said that phrase about legs. Oh, forget it. It's kind of funny. Let's start with a warm-up. 10 minutes and work out. And then we'll see if you know how to fight. Vamanos! Vamanos! Oh, hablo este en español? What? Oh, I thought you were speaking Spanish. It's just an expression. And now get changed and go to work. Huh? It looks good on you, baby girl. God damn it, Chloe, stop calling me that. Sorry, I'm late. I couldn't find this place. Signs led me to the other wing. Thanks to some, I'm Riley. We forgot about Riley, but she's still around, guys. Hey, Grim. Hey, Riley. Don't be late again. And now everybody, let's do this. Warm up faster, we've already lost a lot of time. Ten minutes later. I'm sorry, Olga, may I have some water? It feels like a cat pissed in my mouth. Leave all the vivid epithets for the next time. And you don't have to ask me every time, we're not in kindergarten. Bottles are on the shelf, take them when you want. And give me some, girl. I also have those cats, you know? Dude's like, hee! I'm not your girl, BJ. But I can't leave a cripple without a water. My conscience won't allow me. Fine, then. Screw you, haha. I'm sorry, Grim, but your friends are a complete nightmare. This whole thing is becoming more and more like a circus. This should be a big mission to save the world and humanity. Save the time and future. Give them a chance. They're good guys. Peculiar, but good. They got stone in their room before training. I mean, look at them. It's... Oh, this refreshing liquid. I really feel how these pores on my face absorb this divine fluid. Like it gets into your soul. Ah. What the hell kind of weed were they fucking smoking? What the hell? Like, fucking laced with acid? Remarkable, the whole world in the bottle. I think I see my younger self. The developer clearly doesn't know the effects of weed. They're not that amazing. I've been thoroughly fucking stoned to where I thought I was floating for 3 days. And no, I didn't get that fucking crazy. I was floating, but other than that, no. Yeah, right, but that's just weed. It's gonna be over soon. I hope so. Okay, that's enough. Now, an hour of workout. You can do cardio or physical, I don't care. The point is doing something. Then, a short break and a quick spar to see what you're capable of. In fact, it's the only reason I'm here. Anyone can babysit you during the training. If you don't know what to do, ask me. If you're gonna lift, ask a partner to spot you. Good work. Welcome to free play mode. Talk to all the characters to continue. It's a little different. You don't have a phone. Talk to. So there's really not anything else I can do but talk to people. Hey, Riley. Grim, how's it going? Everything's great, kind of. And what about you? Oh, you know, confusing. I think I need time to get used to the academy and to some people in here. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. A lot of this is also new to me. This place, these people. The whole world as a whole, actually. Or the world as a whole, actually, rather. Do you want to work out together? Don't work out. Maybe another time. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you had them. Hold on. So I guess you get to pick who you want to work out with. Oh shit. They won't let me go that far back. He has me fucked on that. Thank you. talk to... What a fun start to the day, am I right? Tell me about it. I was just thinking to lift some weights. Can you spot me? Why don't you ask someone else? I'd rather work out by myself. Olga, aren't you angry at us? Angry? Why would I be angry at you? Well, we were late. These two got stoned. I'm afraid you might react badly. To me, you seem quite... strict. You jumped to the conclusion after the incident in the porter room. I wouldn't say I was strict with you. I mean, not as strict as Octavia, obviously, but you're still supposed to be a serious person. Serious doesn't mean strict, but I'm capable of this, you're right. But like I said, I'm not here to scold and punish you. Just promise it'll never happen again. Alright, but I can't promise for the rest. Okay. Listen here, Grim, my test to make you prepared for possible situations as challenges, as best I can. I can clearly see who you are, what world you came from. I'm not going to pressure you and I'll see what I can do to help. We're on the same side, we have the same goal. Okay, do you want to discuss something else? No, that's it. Okay, when everyone finishes their training, we'll go to sparring. Hey, Jacob, what's up? I'm fine, can I ask you something? Of course, go ahead. Did you bang my sister? What, of course not. Why would you think of that? Well, you weren't in your rooms. You came together. I just thought... Don't worry about it. We haven't done anything. Okay, but you like her, right? Not really, actually. Don't you worry about that. There's nothing going on between us. There never will be. Okay, then. I really don't care about it. Do what you want. Kathy's a big girl. As a matter of fact, she keeps reminding me of that. Now, can I ask you something? Yes, obviously. Why is there a burger on your shirt? I love food, why? That's it, have you ever eaten it? No, but I think it's very tasty. Did you eat burgers in your time? Yeah, actually I had one yesterday. Oh great, you could have asked me to join you. I traveled to a world full of possibilities, but was forced to be cooped up while you had fun and ate burgers. Sorry, we'll bring you along next time, I promise. And weren't your hands covered in dough when we returned? You probably gobbled something in my kitchen. Sorry for that. I probably left a huge mess there. What? Nothing. Okay, if you excuse me, I want to work out. Are you sure you can do it? Maybe you need to reduce a little? Don't underestimate me, Grim. Watch and learn. Squeeze as hard as he can. Can you? Oh yeah, hold on. Thanks. You're welcome. Good luck on your training. Not now, Grim. If you didn't notice, I'm trying to work out here. Go away. Oh god, fine. Why are you so jumpy? I'll come back later. Okay. So you can't actually work out with her. I was gonna pick her, but that's the one you can't work out with. The other ones you can work out with. I don't know. I kinda wanna go through something. Hold on. No, we're not gonna overwrite save, we're gonna load. Alright, watch this, guys. Now we're back in free play mode. Alright. Alright. What happens if we work out with Kathy? That's of course, let's go. You're gonna squat with this? Yeah, what about it? It's not as heavy as it seems. It's not my first day working out, although it might be too much for you, but it's fine for me. I hope it's not gonna be like the powerlifting thing where the woman decided she was gonna lift like 200 pounds and it killed her and crushed her. Do I strike you as a fragile and vulnerable girl? No, not at all. I just meant it's not typical for a girl to lift big weights, that's it. Well, that sounded eerily sexist, but fine, I'll take it as a compliment. It was one, and there was nothing sex. I could go for more sets with bigger weights than most guys. I bet you can, but don't sweat it. You don't need to prove anything to me. I'm not sure I can pull this weight, I admit it. So you're doing good. See? She damn near tried to kill herself. I'm not trying to prove anything. Yes, you were. And if you exercise regularly, you can do this too. There's nothing difficult here. The mat groans is the main thing to be consistent, persistent, and determined. And of course, safe. Can you spot me? Sure, but I don't know how. What should I do? Just get behind me and be in a position. Be ready to catch me if something happens. Like that? Uh-huh. How long have you been working out? With a barbell or just in a gym? In a gym generally. As long as I can remember, since I was a kid, life was very tough. A lot of physical activity. And a couple of years before getting an academy, I aimed to get ready as best I could to improve my chances of getting into. Wow, well done. If I only had the willpower like you have, I can barely get myself out of bed in the morning. Don't even get me started on working out. I've noticed. Not that I had much choice. I had nothing better to do than work out. You either hang around and steal on the sheets with local gangs or you work out and try to self-develop yourself at least somehow. And in between all this, I had to take care of my father and my brother. Wasn't easy given the fact that due to my principles, I chose not to steal unlike most of my peers. I'm so sorry you had to go through all this and that you were born in this world. Let's not talk about the negatives. Let's concentrate on this part, on the exercise. Yeah, on the exercise, of course. Come on, it's your turn now. My, are you sure it's a good idea? Maybe I need to start with the little dumbbells first, just like Riley there? Yeah, no. Do you want a powerful, muscular body or have arms that look like sausages? If you want sausage arms, then go ahead, of course. My arms are not that bad, and they don't look like sausages. Touch for yourself. Not bad, but not amazing either. Still room for improvement. Now your turn, I'll spot you. If you could see other guys from my time, compared to them, I'm in great shape, actually. Not bad. Well, I'm sorry, I thought you wanted to get better. Muscular savior of the future, ha-ha. Stop it. Well, I truly want to get better. It wouldn't hurt to beef up a little. Go ahead, then. Get to the barbell while I take off some weight. Are you taking all the plates? Leave at least one big one. I may be a rookie, but I'm not a wuss. You'll thank me later. Start small. Fuck, come on, it's an embarrassment. Aha, someone's insecure. That's a joke, I'm not weaker than you. For starters, I could give it a try with that weight. Listen here, Hercules, your body won't be used to it. It's gonna hurt tomorrow. And don't make any sudden moves. Workload should be distributed. Use your legs and not your back. Am I doing this right? Yes, it's great. I still don't understand. Did nobody in the future find any alternative to this boring weightlifting? Some special exercise machines or electrical equipment for muscles? Well, we do have something like that, but we don't need that now. You should concentrate on your breathing. It's very important during the exercise. All that technology and they're still lifting weights. I guess that just goes to show you. Lifting weights is the best way to build yourself up. Doesn't seem difficult. I'm not tired at all. I was expecting worse. We can add some weights. It was just one set. We have to do at least a couple more. Fuck. How are you doing this with this enormous weight, woman? Haha, I said you would thank me. Regular workout, that's the secret. Just like you, I started with lower weights. Everybody starts with something. Couple weeks of regular workouts and you'll be able to hit more weight. I think I finally remembered why I hate working out. This is a self-mockery and for what? Blah! Haha. Hey, you did good. Thanks. You know, I just never had any incentive to exercise or work on myself. And now here it is. You'll thank me again. And I'm not just talking about your mission. Naturally, become a good agent, even more so, to save the world. You better be in good shape. And maybe you'll be more motivated by the fact that many girls like guys in good shape with good stamina. Just saying. You have a nice body and figure, but you could also build some muscle. Are you even listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my eyes are up here. Are you okay? Sorry, your words got me thinking. You said something about my body that you like it. After these words, I got kind of stuck and stopped listening, haha. Mm-hmm. Come on, fucking push! Burn those muscles, bitch, burn! Gah! More, come on, landlubber! Listen here, you Sergeant Hartman wannabe. I'm gonna get on my feet and kick your fat ass. Go ahead, try it. I can't feel anything from the waist down anyway, haha. Fuck, fuck that, I give up. I hate working out. She's not fond of working out either. Do you think she also likes fit guys? I have no idea what she likes. She's insufferable. I can't even imagine how she'd be any use to our job. And all of her stupid phrases. Ugh. Did this whole thing with baby girl really hurt you? She's just teasing you. It's the person she is. She'd be too straightforward and sometimes even rude, but I doubt she wanted to hurt you in this. I doubt she wanted to hurt you. She's just Chloe. She's nice. You don't have to say this way. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But Grim, that's not normal. The first day of training, those two got stoned with who the hell knows what. They don't realize how serious it is. As if it's some kind of game for you. The next made-up adventure. But for me, that's life. My future and the future of my family is hanging by a thread. As is the future of millions of others. Not to mention the billions that already died, including your descendants. That goes for you, too. You didn't come here just to rescue us, but also yourself and your descendants, your future. And you think it even registers with me? I still don't understand what's happening. Just, it's not easy to digest in one day. But we'll definitely figure it out. Just give us time, okay? It's tough as it is. Okay, Grim, but we haven't got that long left. Well, depends on how you look at it. Having a time machine, there's plenty of time. Okay, I'll continue my workout. Thanks for the company. Bring these two to their senses. We got some sparring to do soon. Alright. So now you can talk to her. But it's time for me to end this. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this session of How to Fix the Future. And we're on the third part of Chapter 1. Still? I mean, damn, Chapter 1 is long as fuck. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out with Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and you can play the whole game right now by supporting Mr. Moon Me on Patreon or just downloading the game from itch.io, so do it!